It's not better. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Stocks tumbling again after Friday's report on rising inflation and another record high for gas prices over the weekend.
The average price for regular unleaded hitting $5.01 per gallon for the first time ever nationwide, according to AAA.
It's rough. I don't know. I got to figure out how I'm going to pay for gas.
She's in Atlanta.
This is the worst time. Never been to this price, to $5.
He's in Minneapolis with state gas price averages ranging between $4.48 and $6.43 per gallon, the highest in California, and with little evidence of any relief anytime soon.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Today, the 17th straight day of record gas prices. The Dow's down 680 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ tumbling more than 3% ahead of this week's Fed meeting. Disinformation, the focus of the Capitol Riot Committee's latest hearing.
On election night, Mr. Trump claimed even before the votes were counted that his loss was a result of fraud.
California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren says the then president continued with false claims even after the attorney general told him there wasn't evidence of widespread fraud. The committee playing video of testimony from Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, who says he was frustrated with claims people were making to the president.
Thousands of illegal citizens, people not eligible to vote, having cast their ballots in Arizona. Someone had thrown out that claim to President Trump,
which he says turned out to be legitimate overseas ballots instead. Stepien was supposed to testify at today's hearing in person, but his attorney is there instead after his wife went into labor. A federal trial now underway for a father and son from Delaware charged with storming the U.S. Capitol together, carrying a Confederate battle flag. Defense attorneys say they never intended to interfere with the Electoral College vote count. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Blame the pandemic in part for the baby formula shortage. This after an Associated Press review of federal documents.
The FDA pulled most of its safety inspectors from the field when COVID hit in 2020. The three biggest baby formula companies did not receive a visit that year. Once inside the Abbott facility in Michigan after a two-year gap, the feds discovered problems leading to voluntary fixes and no formal warning. 5 months later, the inspectors returned after four infants who drank powdered formula from the plant suffered bacterial infections. The issues they found led to a four-month shutdown, creating the current supply shortage.
Fox's CJ Papa. The FDA resumed routine inspections last year, but in 2020, out of 800 inspections deemed mission critical, only three of the 23 facilities that make, package, or distribute formula in the U.S. made the cut. Britain reports more than 100 additional cases of monkeypox in what's become the biggest outbreak beyond Africa, where the disease is endemic. The UK has nearly 500 cases in all, most in gay or bisexual men, but health officials warn anyone can catch it from close physical contact with an infected person or their clothing, including bed sheets. First-timers shopping for a home may have better luck in some cities than others.
First-time home buyers will have the toughest time finding one in California, which has five of the 10 metro areas with the worst conditions for them, according to a Bankrate survey. Los Angeles tops the list, which ranks several factors, including affordability, employment, safety, and culture. Riverside, San Jose, San Francisco, and San Diego also not recommended. While there is no shortage of culture and wellness, LA came in low on affordability and employment factors. Conditions also tough in Las Vegas, Seattle, Denver, and Houston.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Survey says the best metro areas for first-time buyers are Pittsburgh, Minneapolis, and Cincinnati. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.